This morning we're out at the Dallas Golf Expo and Market Hall.
Oh, wow.
It's put on by Avid Golfer and by the T-Box, our golf show. And this is quite a large building with a lot of golf stuff in it, including what is sitting on our table right now, the Claret Jug.
How about that?
This is the great Todd Hamilton's Claret Jug when he won the British Open now, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah, 2004.
And I have never held the Claret Jug. This is quite a thrill to have it right in front of us.
That's so cool. Beat Ernie Els in a playoff.
Wow.
Yeah.
And look at all these names on it.
I know.
David Duval, Ernie Els, Ben Curtis, Todd Hamilton right in front of him, and then all the other names.
Old Tom Morris.
Yeah. That is really cool. They're also going to have the Wanamaker Trophy out here at the Dallas Golf Expo. Again, Market Hall, doors open at noon, and it runs through Sunday.
You just turned Junior down.
I know. Well.
Oh, am I back?
He's running this way hot.
Okay. All right.
Kimmer always runs the levels so hot they splat.
Okay. Well,
With the wireless microphone ready to walk around the Dallas Golf Expo is Gordo.
Hey, do you have me guys?
What a Bobby, Bobby, Bobby that was.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Oh. Hey, what's happening over here? Let's see what's happening over here. What's your name, sir?
Okay.
We've already talked to you.
Let's talk to this
lovely young lady here with the bad leg. What's your name, ma'am?
Laura.
What do you do, Laura?
Everything.
Everything?
Everything. Okay. Putting the show
generic
together.
Okay. Do you work for Craig Rosen Rosen?
I do.
You do? How long you worked for him?
15 years.
15 years. Good. Yeah. Are you related to him in any way?
I'm not.
How did you get connected up with him? Like, did you see an ad for a job and it was full of misspellings and everything? And you said, hey, I want to go work for that magazine.
Yes, that's exactly. But you know what? That'll be an easy gig. I know he needs someone.
Uh-huh. Well, you have a great look. I love the glasses.
Thank you.
Yeah, and tell me what happened to your leg.
I broke my knee.
Ooh.
That's it. That's the whole story. I broke my knee.
Well, how?
I fell. Isn't that a cool story?
Like, where did you fall? Like, were you drunk?
No. Down a mountain in an avalanche. I was saving a child.
No, come on. What's the real story?
I fell in a parking lot. Literally fell.
You're walking in a parking lot. It wasn't. Was it raining?
It was raining, okay. And it was dark. And I was carrying food to go for the kids, hustling, you know, how moms do. Parking stop.
And did the food spill out everywhere?
Everywhere. Nobody ate that night.
Oh, no.
Nobody got fed.
Did you have to have surgery?
I didn't, but I was on crutches for about 6 weeks, so that was fun.
So crutches for 6 weeks, and now you're wearing this exoskeleton kind of thing.
Is that an actual term? I broke my knee? Is it like the kneecap or something?
I don't think it is, George.
Heard that.
I don't think it is. George said that I broke my knee is not an official kind of medical term.
I cracked my patella. Is that more
painful? Man, that sounds so painful.
Have you ever broken a bone other than that?
I've not. This was the first.
Have you ever had major surgery?
That in the books. No, sir.
Really? Okay, that's pretty good. And what about childbirth? How did that go?
It was more excruciating than the knee, but it's a close tie.
Meds?
But you didn't go cesarean, right?
No, I did not. It's not been sliced.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
She's about done with you.
But we're good. I appreciate
it. All right.
Okay. That's your cue. The interview's over when she says, okay.
Okay.
All right. Enough of you.
She didn't want to take any follow-up questions on the vaginal birth thing. You know, they say vaginal birth is very important, Giorgio, because the baby gets some bacteria from the mother's vag.
Oh, really?
That is helpful.
Yeah. Tell that to your next guest.
Yeah, okay. They have a stronger immune system.
That's right.
Okay.
Very good. Let's talk to this lady right here. What you doing, ma'am?
Got
to
tell
I
her.
I am hanging a sign for the Gaylord Golf Mecca, just setting up our booth.
Oh, good, good. What's your name?
My name's Christy Walcott.
And Christy, where are you from? Up north, Wisconsin somewhere?
I'm from Gaylord, Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. Ooh. Okay, I thought I detected a little bit of an accent. Now, tell me about this tattoo you have on your arm here.
I'm not here to talk about tattoos.
I know you're not, but I am.
I'm here to talk about golf.
Okay, let's talk about the tattoo, though.
It's a phoenix.
Okay.
And a dragonfly.
And what does that signify?
Well, a phoenix signifies rising from the ashes. It's a powerful tattoo.
Mm-hmm. And why did you get it? Like, what made you choose that? Because it's, you know, it's very important to choose wisely when you go for a tattoo design.
I agree 100%. I chose it because I think we've all been through different parts of our life that were more difficult than others, and you find a way to overcome that.
Way to go.
And this is a reminder of that part of my life.
And what would you say that specifically represents overcoming?
Oh, I'm not going to say.
Oh, really? Did you do something bad?
Just life. life happens. So, yeah.
Well, what would you say is the best thing to happen in your life?
The best thing to happen in my life? Oh, boy, that's a big question.
Other than talking to me right now.
Talking to you has been fantastic.
It's been wonderful, hasn't it?
That's basically the, I mean, that's at least number two at this point. Oh, the best thing to happen in my life was probably just finding myself, growing into who I wanted to be.
Oh, that's sweet. You have any children?
I have 5 cats and a 7-month-old dog.
Oh, okay. So you were an animal mother.
I am. All right. Yeah.
She's got a lot of cats.
And so what would you say is the worst thing that's ever happened to you? Since we did the best, we have to do worst as well. We're legally obligated.
Oh, I hate that question. I did get divorced. So I had a divorce lingering in my background, but who doesn't at this point? Mm-hmm. But that was also my point of finding myself. So
his fault, though, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I didn't do anything.
And who was the other woman or man?
Jeez.
Which one?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh. So he had multiple indiscretions.
There were some.
How did you find out about that?
Did you snoop through the phone or did someone contact you?
No, I did some super sleuthing work because I'm actually very good at stalking people.
What did you find out? Did you see the text messages?
I mean, what didn't I find out? This is the best interview I've ever done. This is like my all-time favorite interview right now.
Let her at least talk about her golf course.
Did you know who the woman was?
You're killing me.
We're about to get to golf, but I have to ask this first. Did you know who the woman was? Did he work with her or something?
Oh my gosh, are you a psychic?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, look at you go! Yeah.
So they worked together.
You got it.
And I bet, did they? They didn't last afterwards, did they?
God no.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. Yeah.
Well, you earned that tattoo then.
I did.
What's the golf course again? We may come play it.
Yeah. What's the golf course again?
You got this.
Gaylord Golf Mecca. We represent 16 golf courses in the Gaylord area.
I've heard golf in Michigan is amazing.
Yeah, I've heard golf in Michigan is amazing.
It is.
I just now heard that.
I'll tell you all weekend how amazing it is, too.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, and God bless you.
Tell her Craig and I are thinking about getting new irons.
Yeah, Craig and I are thinking about getting new irons.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty fun. Well, God bless you.
This was a wonderful
Tell her you don't play with grips.
I don't play with grips. One of those things, yeah.
How do you get people
to open up like that? Guess stuff right.
I mean, you were fishing as hard as I've ever seen you fish.
Fishing. I was having a conversation.
That's just the Jimmy Houston show of I seen you fishing like that.
All right. Well, are we done?
Yeah. Say hi to that guy. Then we're done.
The tall, lanky guy?
Yeah.
Hey, tall, lanky guy. What's your name, sir?
Hunter.
What do you do, Hunter?
So I'm one of the custom sales reps for the indoor golf shop. So I sell a lot of our high-end bays, and then I sell a lot of the bays to commercial facilities.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of getting custom grips.
Custom grips? Like for
he does simulators, maybe.
Well, yeah.
He doesn't do grips.
Yeah, I just want you to know that.
Because you don't use them.
I don't have grips right now on my clubs, and I think it's hurting my game.
It's got to be tough. You know, you probably... Yeah. What do you just like rub the dirt on your hand like you're in the bathroom?
No, I like gripping the shaft, just the bare metal, because that feels better. I like the slickness.
I feel that. I feel that. You know, that checks out.
More tell him Corby won the Ebro.
Corby won the Ebro.
Corby won, I'm sorry?
The Corby won the e-brake, like we do the emergency break of the week, and Corby won it this year.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he won
Ask him
this
how
year.
Tall he is.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'7".
Whoa,
did he play basketball?
Wow, did you play basketball?
I did not. I actually played professional baseball.
Ooh, really? Baseball. Are you Randy Johnson?
For whom?
It was an independent ball team up in the north for the Normal Corn Belters was the name.
Are you Randy Johnson?
I tried as hard as I could be, but it
Were
never,
you a pitcher?
Never quite. Yes, sir. Yeah. Never quite got there, though.
What was your specialty pitch?
I love the changeup, to be honest. A lot of fun with the change.
Have him throw a golf ball at Craig Rosengarten.
Speeds and locations.
Have him heat up on Craig.
Yeah, do you throw a golf ball if I tell you, like, do you know Craig Rosengarten?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy who's putting on this whole thing. Yeah. At least he claimed that to us. So if you took a golf ball, could you wing it at him and, like, hit him from, like, 70 yards? Not 70 yards, 70 feet, let's say.
Maybe on the second throw.
Okay.
We'd have to see. Have to get a little loose first.
Ask him if he can throw a splitty.
Can you throw a splitty?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You got to have the splitty in there.
Yeah.
Slurve.
Scroogey.
A little bit of a screw, not quite the slurve.
Ephus,
of course.
How fast was his fastball?
How fast was your fastball?
It was about 92.
Whoa.
Nice.
It's getting heat. Not quite fast enough, but we're close.
It's kind of slow these days.
It's kind of slow these days, but, you know.
Yeah. Back when I was growing up, it seemed to work. But, yeah, the last couple of years, 92 seems to be, like, about the slowest you can throw in Major League Baseball.
Right. Tell him you got to go talk to Eli Jordan.
I've got to go talk to Eli Jordan.
Eli Jordan. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, all right, thanks.
All right, we got to go, but that was great.
Thank
Good job, Gordo,
Thank you, Hunter.
Here at the Dallas Golf Expo.